take us through last night and this morning? Must have been a pretty hectic time for you.
No, I mean, we've had it all planned out. We just came, as a staff, we just came back here right after the game and just started game planning on all three phases for Dallas, you know, and kind of what they did. Then obviously got the last game in. We didn't get the coach's copy until early this morning, but we had to get most of our plan in place last night. So it was a late night, but we knew whenever you play a Thursday game, that immediately after the game is going to be a late night. So.
What are practices like this week as far as, I think guys said it's more mental than physical?
Yeah, especially today. I mean, we played a game yesterday, so today will be a big mental day for us. We'll start to move a little bit tomorrow and Wednesday, but today is a big mental day for us.
I think in college the Thursday games were preceded by byes. Did you learn anything from last year's experience on the 4 days?
No, you just got to be ready to go. I mean, one thing we don't worry about is what we don't control, and we don't have any controlling over the schedule. So, you know, we got a plan in place. You know, we got our plan in last night as a staff before we went to bed. So, players were here this morning, excited about the opportunity. Got a big game. It's a division game. So both teams have the same amount of time. So it's not like anybody has an advantage over it. So.
Davis said yesterday that Marcus Smith would probably be the next man up if Acho can't go.
Mm-hmm.
Last week you said you needed to see more out of him in practice. How confident are you?
Yeah, I meant that in terms of was he going to play over Acho or Casey, but now with one guy down, every guy just moves up the ladder. So I'm confident in
him. Is the Cowboys' offense, when they're in 11 or 12 personnel, as versatile in both packages?
Yeah, they do a decent job. They're not just if they're in 12 just running, if they're 11 just throwing. I think they've done a good job of self-scouting themselves, and they do mix it up a lot.
What do you see from their O-line when you look at film?
I think it's vastly improved. You know, they do a really good job. They've got Zach Martin, their first-round draft pick, has really fit in. I think their center, who they picked a year ago, he's in his second season, so there's a little bit of continuity. Obviously, you got Smith at tackle, who's outstanding. So I think one of their strengths right now up front is what they're doing up front. So.
With the run game, are there differences in scheme from last year, or is it just the personnel?
Not much. You know, Bill Callahan's still their O-line coach and has always done a good job from a scheme standpoint in terms of what they're going to do. There's a lot of things if you've studied Bill and his background, kind of signature plays that he runs, he's still running them. I think there's been an upgrade in terms of they've drafted well for that position in the last couple of years, and obviously Murray's playing at a really high level right now.
What's Acho's status?
He's not going to practice today, so I don't know anything besides that.
Chip, when you look at Tony Romo and the improvisation that he has in this game,
mm-hmm.
How much of a challenge is that for the defense when he buys time?
It's a huge challenge because you have to know not only what the original route was that your receivers are running, but what they're going to do after Tony bides time for himself. And he does as good a job as any quarterback in the National Football League of keeping plays alive. He's got a great feel in the pocket. He has a unique sense in terms of if there's an unblocked guy, he just has a way of going to make it a miss. But he's not looking to run. He's looking to throw the ball down the field, which is dangerous. So we not only have to know the route combination that's coming at you, but you also have to know where they're headed after the quarterback gets away from the original rush. So,
when you look at the Cowboys, their ability to run as well as throw, I mean, how dangerous does that make them as far as
the It just makes them a complete team, so you just can't gang up on one phase. Obviously, it's a lot easier if a team is more one-dimensional, but they're very balanced, and they got some outstanding receivers in Bryant and Witten and the rest of the group there. So it's not like you can say, hey, if we can stop this, we got a pretty good shot in this game. They run the ball as good as anybody in this league. And then, obviously, with Tony playing quarterback and Witten, Bryant, Williams, the rest of those guys, it's a difficult matchup in terms of what you're going to get because they can beat you either way.
Is Andrew Gardner your starting right guard at today's practice? Andrew Gardner?
I don't know. I didn't talk Stout yet.
How exhausting is this process for a coaching staff? I mean, you said it was a late night. How late? When did you get to bed? How tough is the turnaround like that?
I mean, we didn't look at the clock, but I mean, it's just what you got to do. So, no, I don't think we look at it as exhausting. We're excited about playing Dallas. So,
Chip, with each week's Huff's playing time and offense has increased just a little bit. What's he showing you, and why is that?
There's a toughness to him. You know, I think he's a real physical player when he's out there. Very, very good route runner. You know, when he has the ball in his hands, he can run after the catch. So you're starting to see that. You saw that on the kick return in terms of what he can do with the ball in his hands. So the thing that happened to Josh is he got hurt in our second preseason game and missed a real big chunk of time, especially developmental time for him. So I think it's just he's still a rookie, but he's, if you compare him to Jordan, he's 6 weeks behind Jordan in terms of, so think about where Jordan was 6 weeks ago. It's kind of a similar situation there, but we've got high hopes for Josh, and I think the more we get him involved and the more he can get comfortable out there, the better he's going to be.
During your bye week, how much do you prepare for a team like Dallas that you're going to face twice?
During our bye
week?
The one we had a couple weeks ago? Zero. I mean, we weren't playing Dallas after the bye, so that wasn't that we didn't talk about them that week. So,
as far as McCoy getting to the second level, was that a function of the Titans scheme? Or
yeah, a lot of their schemes, and we talked about it the week before. They try to press the linebackers towards the line of scrimmage. They like to blitz the linebackers through gaps. And one of the things that happens if you do that, if we can secure the linebacker when they're trying to come through the gap, when the ball breaks, there's no linebackers. So the ball's already to the secondary, and that's what happened a lot on Sunday.
Is Nick Foles scheduled for any sort of examination?
Yeah, he's supposed to have a follow-up. I don't know if it's this week or next week, but I haven't heard anything from Chris or those guys. I know he's working extremely hard from a rehab standpoint, but the whole decision will be made based upon what the bone is. So, and when they'll get that x-ray at some point in time.
When you've been going up tempo, what's your satisfaction level? I don't know if you saw Jarrell Casey's comment after the game, but he faced what's you that? Obviously when you were at Oregon, so yeah. It didn't seem as fast as it was when you
Yeah, college football is a lot faster than the NFL. That's just the way the league is, so.
Why is that?
Because there's two different leagues.
No, but why is it faster in college than it is in the NFL?
I just think the way the mechanics of the referees and how things are work. I mean, that's just the way the game is, so.
But do you think it's, knowing that, do you think your tempo is as fast or?
In college? No. We were a lot faster in college. I agree with Jarrell Casey. We were a lot faster in college because of how you can play in college. The rules in the National Football League are different than the rules are in college.
Are you satisfied with the tempo here in the NFL?
It doesn't matter. So whatever they tell us the tempo is. So I don't have a say in it.
No,
so
from your team.
From our team? Sometimes I am.
What did you see from Mark when you watched the film?
I thought Mark did a good job. There was probably two or three throws he wants back, you know, stepped up in the pocket on the one. That sailed on him, just didn't get a chance to set his feet from a fundamental standpoint, but distributed the ball really well. You know, we ended up, you know, when you finish a day, we had 30 completions, you know, and spread the ball around really well. I thought he was for the most part, he was accurate, but there's a couple throws from a fundamental standpoint, setting his feet, getting his base set, getting his eyes in the right direction that he needs to improve upon, but I thought he did a good job.
Well, Kendricks and Casey Matthews, how do you think they played against the Titans?
Michael did a good job. You know, I think he's starting to get more comfortable coming back off the injury in terms of where he is. I think so is one of the played better this week than he did the week before. He's starting to improve again, starting to see some of the things that we know Michael can do from an athletic standpoint. And I think Casey's just kind of a steady Eddie in there, can get the front set, can, you know, does a real good job on first and second down. We get the dime, he comes out. But, you know, I think Casey's been consistent while he's been playing for us.
Do you think Casey can handle, like, the increased load if Acho's out, you know, playing, like, first and second down pretty much the whole game?
He has to, unless you can play. So, I mean, Casey's ready to play football for us.
On the first interception, was there an issue with the route Riley ran, or, you know, what led to that pick?
No, I just think there's probably a little bit of ambiguity in terms of where we're going with in the read, so I cleaned that up. So,
you speak about guys not making the same mistakes twice. Is that applicable with Mark? Like, are the mistakes independent?
Yeah, Mark's a real professional. I think he understands it. The one thing with Mark, I think everybody forgets, he missed an entire year last year. And he's only played, what, 3.5 games for us so far this year. So, you know, there's still a growing process for him within our system. Obviously, what we do in preseason, there's not a lot, you know, not a lot from a standpoint of the amount of football we give those guys in preseason. We just want to go out and play. A lot of times we're just evaluating people. How can they make plays? You know, there's not a whole game plan aspect that goes on, especially in those first couple of preseason games or really the last preseason game. We're just trying to get to – we use the preseason specifically for an evaluation standpoint, who's going to make our 53. So now that he's in, he understands the week. He's been really good in terms of how we prepare. He was here late last night, just like we were here late last night, you know, in terms of getting the game plan in and all those other things. So that's the one thing I like about him and his professional approach is that, you know, I don't think you're going to fool him twice with the same thing. So he does a really good job with that.
What are the benefits of playing your basic scheme of defense week in and week out as opposed to switching it up to counter what an offense may present?
Well, I think sometimes when you switch it up, you may screw yourself up. I mean, you're going to be comfortable in terms of what you do and what you practice and what you train for. So to go out and say, hey, it'll be a great scheme to run 6-2 stack monster this week, well, if they don't have any reps at doing that or they get two or three reps during the week of it and then you expect them to go out and execute on Sunday, then I think you're fooling yourself. So, you know, I think people, especially at this point in time, the Dallas Cowboys are going to do what they do and we're going to do what we do and we're going to see who the best team is on Thursday. But you know, I don't anticipate all of a sudden they're going to come out and drastically do anything offensively, defensively, or special teams, and neither are we. It's just a team that executes the best on every given day. I think sometimes coaches can really outthink themselves if they think they're going to out-scheme somebody in this league. I don't think that happens at all. I think it's the team that executes best that ends up winning the football game.
With just Casey and Marcus, really, really light there, if something were to happen, do you have anybody you could
Well, we're going to see where Acho is. So, I mean, that's not what we'll go through today. And don't write Acho off as dead yet. So I would say, you know, he's going to go out there and see what he can do, and then we'll figure it out as we get going here.
Chip, obviously Murray's having a huge year. What do you see from your run defense these first 11 games?
I think our run defense has been good. You know, I think it'll be a great matchup in terms of our guys going against their guys. And I think that's a you know, we feel like our run defense is strength. Obviously, it's a big strength for them offensively. So it'll be interesting to see that whole chess match that goes on between their offense and our defense.
What about that stretch run? You guys have defensed that well this season, but
It's different.
Well.
It's different teams, you know, and different schemes and different lines and different backs. So, you know, you're going against arguably the best back right now. He leads the league in National Football League in rushing. So, it's going to be a huge challenge. And we've seen the schemes that they've run before. Other teams have run them against us. So. But it doesn't matter what you did last week. It doesn't matter what they did last week. It matters what we all do on Thursday. So.
Did you watch Dallas's last drive last night?
We were working, so I didn't see the whole last drive, but I've seen the tape. We then when we got the game tape in, we watched it this morning. So
Romo had incredible time back there.
Yeah, and again, it goes back to I think their offensive line's playing at a really high level right now. So they did a great job of protecting him and giving him an opportunity, especially the last touchdown pass to Dez. I mean, he looked – I don't know the exact time, but he was back there for a while, so – it says a lot to what they can do from a protection standpoint, along with being a real good group that can block the run. So,
the decision to start Gardner, was that because Tobin missed two practice sessions, or were you leaning in that direction?
No, it was just who got the most reps and who do we feel most comfortable with.
It's been a while since the Eagles have played on Thanksgiving, and I guess you never played on Thanksgiving. What are your thoughts about playing on?
Played in high school on Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So it's been a while.
Yeah. You and me both. But, what are your thoughts to playing on Thanksgiving? And, you know,
just tell us when we're going to play. We don't really read much into it or wax nostalgic. We're not like we're going to have a cornucopia and a turkey on the sideline. We're just going to go play football. So.
Dallas had some significant struggles defensively last year, and they've been able to clean up a lot of that side of the ball. Where do you see their improvements?
Yeah, you know what? And maybe overall they did, but I think in the two games that they played us, they played really well defensively, especially the game we played here in Philadelphia. So the one thing I think Rod Marinelli's teams do when he's running the show is that they play extremely hard, and there's probably not a group that plays harder in the National Football League. They run to the football. Everybody runs at every level, the D-line, the linebackers, and the secondary. And anytime you play hard, you got an opportunity to be successful, and that's what they're doing right now.
Besides Acho, how'd you come out health-wise yesterday?
Pretty good. I don't think there's any other issues besides him. So.
Two more guys. I know it's a different team, different personnel, but with the season, you know, first place on the line last year, you guys won in Dallas. Can there be carryover for the guys that are coming back and be able to win there in a big spot?
I think every season is different, and, you know, it's not – that game was different because it was the last game of the year, so you had to win. You know, there's still a lot of football to be played after we play this game. So, you know, we're not talking about first place games or anything like that because they don't crown a champion after Thursday's game. We're just excited about the opportunity to go play against a really good team. So.
What about rivalry games? Do you find there's a difference between that, like college and the pros and everything?
In terms of what?
Just kind of like the excitement leading up to it.
No, I mean, I think our guys are excited because it's a really good football team you're playing. So I don't get into the, you know, because they're in the division. Obviously, it's a division. It means a lot more because of what's at stake, because you get division records are the first thing you're going to look at in terms of ties and all those other things. But, you know, the excitement is when you get a chance to play against a really good team, and Dallas is a really good team. So.